Eric Clarkston in Washington. A case about faith-based LGBTQ conversion therapy for kids was argued before the Supreme Court today, and justices seem to be leaning in favor of a Christian counselor who is challenging bans on such therapy.
Therapist Kaylee Childs argues that the ban is a violation of her First Amendment freedoms. Her attorneys argued on Tuesday that the laws passed in about half of U.S. states wrongly restrict voluntary faith-based therapy. The state argues the measure simply regulates licensed therapists by barring a practice that they say has been scientifically discredited and linked to serious harm. But the conservative majority court seemed unconvinced that states can restrict talk therapy aimed at changing feelings or behavior while allowing counseling that affirms children identifying as homosexual or transgender. Bob Agner reported.
The federal government shutdown is a week old now with no end in sight. As Republicans and Democrats fight over a stopgap funding bill, concern is growing nationwide over air traffic controllers.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said Monday that the government shutdown is putting more stress on air traffic controllers, who already have an extremely stressful job. Controllers are expected to continue working without a paycheck. According to Duffy, they are now worried about how to pay their bills in addition to worrying about keeping flights safe. And there are now instances of controllers calling out sick, leading to delays at several airports. Bill Alexander, Washington.
A town hall panel discussing the closely watched mayor's race in New York begins this hour. It includes Salem radio hosts Hugh Hewitt and Mike Gallagher, along with influential New York voices in news and politics. Recent polls show Democratic Party socialist Zohran Mamdani with a comfortable lead over his closest rival, and that's former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Stocks finished lower. This is SRN News. Muslim terrorists have launched new attacks on Christians in Mozambique.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for murdering at least 30 believers and burning a church to the ground. The violence has also displaced tens of thousands of people and is taxing the government's limited ability to control its own territory. Muslim terrorism is surging in sub-Saharan Africa, with active terror cells operating in Somalia, Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Mali, and Burkina Faso. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews in the United Kingdom are unnerved by this month's deadly attack on a synagogue in Manchester. Some say they feel forgotten by a society that has allowed anti-Semitism to grow unchallenged over the last 2 years. Other British Jews say that politicians have failed to reject anti-Jewish speech or protect Jews from hate crimes. The number of anti-Semitic incidents reported across the UK has soared since the October 7th attack against Israel. This is SRN News. There's a growing listeria outbreak that's tied to heat-and-eat pasta meals.
Federal health officials have issued a public health alert for certain HelloFresh subscription meal kits containing spinach that may be tainted with listeria. The Agriculture Department warns people to avoid HelloFresh ready-made meals, cheesy pulled pork pepper pasta, and unstuffed peppers with ground turkey. The products were shipped directly to consumers' homes. They were produced by Fresh Realm, a California firm linked to an expanding listeria outbreak. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Forecasters are watching a couple of big storms brewing. Tropical Storm Jerry has strengthened in the Atlantic Ocean. It's on a path toward the Caribbean and expected to strengthen into a hurricane in the coming days. Meanwhile, off the coast of Mexico, Hurricane Priscilla could soon be a Category 3 storm. More details at srnnews.com.